Hi, good morning. It's Frozen Meat coming first.
How you doing? This is Makita Bright for the Janice Jones case.
I'm very good. And yourself, ma'am?
I'm good. I'm good. Just want to know the status of the situation because Mr. Douglas is calling me in and he's saying whatever, you know, hours is not covered can be covered. Just come to work. Just come to work. And I feel uncomfortable with that.
Okay. So in this case, I mean, I had this situation reviewed yesterday with Douglas as well with our administrator here in the agency. And we did look at that at the system. And even though he says that he has a paper proving that he has the services reinstated, the system still has not been updated with the data it should have. Right now, it still shows the term date until the 8th of February. So... I mean, we work with what we have, and if the agency doesn't have a way, like, to cover or guarantee a payment, we cannot, like, proceed any further than that, you know, like.
Right.
So that's why we tell you guys to refrain to continue until all is sorted out.
Right. Okay, I just want that to be clear, you know what I'm saying, from the company itself, you know. Don't seem legit that he keeps asking me, come in, because of that coverage. But at the same time, I can't get paid for the labor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. You work with what you have. You must work with what you have. So at the moment, like, we will have you updated if the services are reinstated for her, the Medicaid waiver that she has that hasn't been updated, I'll make sure to let you know and check you as well if everything goes on well, okay?
Thank you so much, Ronnie.
You're welcome, Marquita. You have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.